back already, Rich. Seems kind of funny. Seems like time flies, I guess. Maybe it's our age. It seems like years go quicker and quicker. But, yeah, we're back for another high school rodeo. Little different this year. It's going to be on Easter weekend, so it'll be Friday, Saturday rodeo, not the typical Saturday, Sunday. So I want people to understand that.
But you're out of there by Saturday, and folks can still enjoy everything on Sunday as well, can't, for Easter.
You're right. They can be home for Easter, so that'll all work good. So, yeah, it's looking forward to it. We've got a lot of great sponsors. This community is so awesome in helping put stuff on. The Kiplinger is a huge, huge asset to the city of McCook. I mean, there's something up there every single weekend. So it's great for our community, great for the tax base. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, you could not have this event unless you had the help of some great sponsors, huh?
We have awesome sponsorship here in the community. Every year it just seems to get better and better, and it's just cool, so it's good to have.
Yeah, you're going to have a couple of the arenas going, I do believe, at the Redwood County Fairgrounds. I know the Kiplinger, the Alice, or something like that, the two arenas going, is that right?
Correct, yeah. So we'll do the boys' events in the Kiplinger. The girls' events will go take place in the Alice starting at 9 o'clock both days, Friday, Saturday. After the girls are done competing, they come back over. A lot of girls and boys team rope together, so we'll bring them back together to finish the rodeo up in the Kiplinger.
All your favorite events are going to be at this, isn't it?
Correct, yeah. The girls, high school girls, they'll do pole bending, barrel racing, goat tying, and breakaway roping. And then all the standard events for the boys, rough stock, the whole works. So, yeah, it's full-fledged rodeo with high school kids.
And I'm sure you've already got a lot of kids saying, hey, yes, we will be at this event.
You know, the draws today, Rich, so I really don't know, but we've generally had anywhere from 85 to 95 kids, so I don't expect that to be anything different. It's first rodeo of the year. The advantage we have is facilities, man. It can be 30 degrees outside, but it's 55 inside, mm-hmm. No wind and no rain, no whatever. So facilities we have are over the top, by far the best in the state. So it keeps everything on a fair playing field.
Yeah, who knows what Easter weekend sets? That's next weekend coming up. It could be rainy. It could be snowing, for crying out loud. And we've had those weekends where a little snow has affected that weekend, hasn't it?
Yeah, we have. So, like I said, the best part is we have an indoor facility where what's going on outside doesn't change the outcome of what's happening inside. So whether you're a fan or whether you're competing, whether you come to watch, you're still inside out of the weather. And that makes it a whole different ballgame.
I take it both the days start at 9 o'clock each morning?
Correct. So 9 o'clock Friday morning we'll start. Girls events will start in Alice. Boys will start in the Kiplinger. Friday night at 6 we have a cutting. We're also trying something new this year, Rich. Friday night at 7 we're going to do what they call a goat roping. Now, I've never been a part of a goat roping, but basically a goat roping is just like a standard team roping, except they use goats and you do it on foot. So that is open to the public. I think that could be a pretty entertaining event. So if you're interested in watching a goat roping,
yeah,
7 o'clock Saturday night over in the Alice. The girls and boys will be cutting over in the Kiplinger. So we got stuff to keep you busy all day Friday and into the evening.
Yeah, both arenas are going to be hopping like crazy for 2 days, aren't they?
Yes, they're really going to be going good. So, yep, things will be good.
Awesome. If folks, ticket information, can you just get tickets at the gate?
Yeah, you can get tickets at the gate, $5 a ticket, five and under are free. So, yeah, and once you buy a ticket, good for either arena, you can go back and forth, so mm-hmm. However you want to do that.
Concessions?
Yep, we'll have concessions up there. Nancy Collins brings her little concession stand up, so we'll have concessions up there. So, yep, we can take care of everything for you.
All right, any booths or any certain vendors going to be there for this? I didn't know.
No, we don't. We've never brought vendors in just because of room, and it's just a busy, hectic event with 85 kids running around and parents and horses, and so we've never got into bringing in booths, so there'll be plenty of action to keep you busy.
Coming up next weekend, Southwest Nebraska High School Rodeo, the Kiplinger and Alice Arenas, Redwood County Fairgrounds. Brad's gonna be a fun time, isn't it?
It's gonna be awesome. Look forward to great community support. Like I said, I'd like to thank all of my sponsors. We have a number of sponsors, too many to list on the radio at one time, but everybody out in the community who's helped, just greatly appreciated.
Keep up the good work. Thanks again.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate the help.